This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Jace, hello. How are you feeling?
Hello, Darren. I'm feeling very relieved right now. Thank you for asking. I really am.
All right. Well, as a juror, you have a lot of responsibility. What is your criteria or philosophy when it comes to casting your vote for the winner?
I'm definitely looking for a well-rounded player, somebody who maybe has a few comp wins under their belt, but also somebody who just played a strategic, logical game rather than playing with their emotions, because I think that was a big issue this season. Looking for somebody who had, like I said, very well-rounded social game, but then also a physical competitor. But something that would really get me is if someone in Final Two pulled out a few secrets that we had no idea, or showed that they maybe had a hand in things behind the scenes that we had no idea about. I think that would really lure me in.
All right. Well, I'm going to run through the remaining players in the game, and I just want to get your thoughts on their game and how likely you think you would be to vote for them in the end.
So
we'll start with Betty.
Okay. Betty, super emotional player. I really respect her for just grinding it out every single week. Good for her. She's always hustling, always on the block, and she's been able to escape the block. But just such an emotional player. I really don't think that she can get past this like cloud that she's in. And so I wish she played a more logical game. So I'd be unlikely to vote for her unless she was sitting next to Helena.
Okay. Is there anything that she could do to change that perception or win your vote?
If somehow she pulled out like another HOH win, or I'd like a POV on HOH this week, that'd be sick. And then I'd be like, wow, good for you. You really turned the second half of your game around. But I think just the fact that she played so emotionally, it really irked me all season. And I don't know if I can get past that.
All right. What about Helena?
Helena is quote unquote the biggest floater of the season, arguably. But at the same time, I think not hitting the block at all does show something. There's something to be said about that. Clearly she's had great relationships with people throughout the entire game. So good for her. Or people are just looking at her like she's not a threat. I'm not sure which it is, but she was able to pull out two POV wins nonetheless, which I really am happy for her. I just think I'm a little bit bitter right now. I don't want to see her win at this very moment, but I think there's a great chance she goes to Final Two.
What could she do to maybe win your vote?
She could have left a nicer goodbye message, first of all. But I think if she were to win another comp this week, I'd be like, damn, Helena, that would be really impressive. And I think I could maybe, my mind could shift a little bit on her.
Okay. What about Josh?
I think Josh is an incredible player. The way that he's just been able to, he's not floating through the game by any means because he's hit the block so many times, but the way that he's just so carelessly pulling himself off every time he's on the block, it's like he knows he's not going anywhere. Everyone loves him. He manages to escape almost unanimously every single time. So he has played such a smart game. No one wants to evict him because everybody loves him. And I think he's a lot more strategic than we even know. So I think Josh has a great chance of winning.
All right. And what about Kevin?
Kevin, I swear, Kevin, I called it from day one. I think he's like an evil genius, evil mastermind. I really do. I think he was pulling a lot of strings behind the scenes that we had no idea about. I think there's still more that we're going to uncover about Kevin's game. He has one POV win. Good for you. But I think at this point, he's sitting pretty. Everybody wants to bring Kevin to Final Two because they assume they can beat him because he doesn't have many comp wins. But I think he's going to pull something out in Final Two if he gets the opportunity, and it's going to shock everyone.
All right. How would you rank the remaining players in order of like who you think you'd most vote for to least vote for?
Okay. I think it goes Kevin number one, Josh two, three Betty, four Helena.
Okay.
And again, I am still a little bit spiteful, so keep that in mind.
Yes. Who do you think has had the most influence in the game so far?
Out of the remaining players, or anyone in general, out of the remaining, Josh, 100% Josh. I think Betty is a great manipulator though too, and she's done a lot of kind of like dual campaigning for and with Josh. And so a lot of times, I think when Josh was on the blog, Betty would do the work for him. But I think Josh is just playing a great game, and I really think that he's been able to create really strong relationships with people, and he's playing so strong. I think he's had the most influence in the house overall. The fact that nobody will vote you out because they love you, that's a lot of influence right there.
Who would you have brought to the final two?
I would have brought Kevin. I did not lie when I said that to him. I really truly meant that. In my head, I'm just thinking, okay, what do I have? What does Kevin have? And in my mind, it just made the most sense. I don't want to be sitting next to Josh because yes, he's pissed people off, but he's still one of the most loved players of the entire season. So I wouldn't want to risk it. Betty, I feel like she is a super eloquent speaker. I don't know what she would say in Final Two. Helena has never touched the block, which I think is super impressive. So Kevin's the only person that really made sense.
What were your thoughts on your goodbye messages?
You know what? Josh and Kevin, it was really weird. They stung a little just because they're like, this is why you had to leave because you were going to win the game. And I'm like, okay, thanks. That's a compliment. But at the same time, it sucks to hear because I could have won the game. But at the same time, I'm thinking jury management. They're definitely just trying to manage this relationship. So I think like how much of that is really true? Helena's goodbye message threw me for a loop. I did not expect her to just be so cutthroat about it. Especially after, you know, pulling me into the pantry and having this whole conversation with me, like, oh, I respect you as a friend. Like, I want to be friends outside this. I hope, you know, I respect you as a player, as a person. And then leaves a goodbye message like that. I was like, I think the strategy is just off here. I didn't really understand it.
Did the goodbye messages change your perception of the game in any way?
The only real thing that the goodbye messages did, Kevin's in particular, it just really made everything clear. Like the triple eviction, why Kevin and Helena did not go up. And then, of course, why Kevin and Helena did not vote to save myself or Gino when we were both sitting next to Josh on the block. It made me almost feel better in a way because I really feel like I did everything I could. My campaign was solid, but they were just so set on working with Josh. There was really nothing I could do.
What was your favorite moment in the game?
It's a great question. Obviously, besides seeing my mom, because that was extremely cool. even though this moment really sucked, I think Slop was super funny. It was terrible, but I think it really brought us closer together as a cast, as housemates. It was so funny watching everybody struggle, and I struggled myself. It was not fun at the time, but it's something I can laugh at now. And secondly, I think finding the secret POV was so cool. As a super big fan of the show, that is something that I dreamt of all my life. So actually being able to find the little clue, going around, find keys in the house, and then having Arisa walk me through, you know, unlocking the secret power by doing a puzzle. It was so, so sweet.
All right. Last question. Who's played the best game and who's played the worst game?
In the entire house?
Well, let's say both. Let's say the remaining players and overall.
Okay. Overall, I definitely think, oh my gosh, he's going to hate me, but Kyle, dude, I just think the power tripping was out of control and It wasn't good. Kyle was trying too hard to be like the iconic mastermind of the season. It got to his head and he blew it. So I'll have to go with Kyle for like one of the worst executions. Best game. I really, really was impressed with Gino. I thought he was just so level-headed. People really respected him, trusted him, came to him for advice in the game. And he was really able to make solid connections with others in the house. People really looked up to him. Out of the people that are still in the house, though, I think that Kevin has played the most underrated game, and I really respect him for it. He's really downplayed everything that he's done in the house, and I think he has a chance to take it all just because he's in such a solid place. His relationships with everybody in that house right now are great. I think he knows everyone wants to bring him to Final Two, so he's still continuing to downplay all of his accomplishments so far. Worst gameplay? It sounds so mean, but I think I'm going to have to go with Betty. Just because of the emotional aspect, I think she could have made such stronger, smarter decisions if she wouldn't just used her head over her heart.
All right. Well, that's what I've got. Thank you, Jace.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.